Good morning and welcome to the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorp, the outdoor show for the whole family. This morning's show is being brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. Phone lines are open now. Call 395-1450. That's 395-1450. It's the WHTC Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. This edition of the Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville, Westonbrook Mower, Powderhorn Guns and Archery, and My Firearms ETS, and Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show, February 15, 2014, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Holland Civic Center. You're listening to the Outdoor Show live right here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown outdoor station. Give us a call with your questions or comments at 395-1450. I'm Tom Medendorp. I'm here with Jamie Krupka of the Outdoor Discovery Center, and we're talking about winter outdoor activities. We want to hear from you. Give us a call, 395-1450. How are you this morning, Jamie?
Doing very well, Tom. Thank you.
Excellent. Excellent. Kind of different weather this year than what we are used to for the last decade.
It's been great. I love it. It's actually winter.
It's awesome. It's awesome. You know, and I, this morning I'm thinking, okay, the temperature's down to about, I don't know what, 36 or something?
Right.
But the ground is frozen.
Still solid, yeah.
So anything that was wet yesterday froze overnight, and it's slick. So there are some slick spots out there for you folks that are on the road.
That's for sure.
And I was thinking, you know, very uncommon in the last decade or so that we would have 36-degree temperature and frozen ground.
Exactly. Yeah, usually it's just barely been cold enough to snow, and you get a little bit of dusting, and you get that 36 degrees, and then you got mud.
Yeah, just a lot of mud.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make it much fun for snowshoeing.
No. This has been a good year for snowshoeing, for sure. Definitely. Skiing, snowshoeing, absolutely. Yeah. Snowmobiling.
The snowmobiles are out in full force. And around here.
Yeah, I saw one down my road the other day.
Everybody doesn't have to go up north to,
that's right,
to go snowmobiling, but it's really nice to have winter back.
That's for sure. We're liking it.
Yeah. I know, you got to shovel the driveway and all that stuff, but still,
yeah,
it's fun.
It's the only exercise you get nowadays, huh?
Yeah. I get a little bit.
A little bit.
Actually, I enjoy shoveling the driveway. I don't enjoy it when I don't have time to get it done.
Oh, and you're hurrying to get out of there. Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes.
So with the Outdoor Discovery Center, there's been a lot of things that have, I want to say changed, but not really changed. It's more, the changes are more of improvements and additions and many different things. Over the past year, there's been a lot of excitement at the Outdoor Discovery Center. I think it was the year before that there was the partnership drawn with the Makatawa.
That was in 2009.
That was really
I know. Nice. Time flies.
Wow. But
no, the biggest thing we've done lately is our nature-based preschool. So we partnered with the Hamilton Community Schools, and now we have a fully accredited preschool on our nature preserve.
Oh, that's
so it's
awesome.
Outstanding, yeah.
That's
yeah,
really
the kids are having a blast. We're using a building that's been converted into a classroom space, and every day they're outside. They're out, you know, just exploring, and it's a great time to see them out there. We made a little playground space with all sorts of log balance beams and outdoor-related things for them to do. The kids are just eating it up. They're just having a great time. They're little budding nature nerds out there.
Nature nerds. I love it. It's a good time to get them out.
Absolutely.
So that they...
They're naturally curious anyways at 3 and 4 years old, so go with it. You know, don't stick them in front of a TV. Let them go out and
explore. Learn the excitement of the outdoors. And,
for sure.
And hopefully that sticks with them.
Yeah.
Hopefully that sticks with them. So that's one of the programs that you've got going that you coordinated all that?
Well, we and the Hamilton Community Schools put this together, so it was a joint effort for sure. Okay. We host the school on our site. They provided teachers for it. We have our staff, our naturalist staff, go in and supplement what they're doing in the classroom. They have a curriculum that they follow, but they also have the supplemental nature-based plans that includes naturalists visiting the classroom, bringing an owl in or a snake or leading them on a particular nature exploration outside that maybe the preschool teacher doesn't have the full expertise of. So they bring in somebody that's a visitor to the classroom. Sometimes they'll lead them out on, you know, a field trip where they just leave the school grounds and go walk on the nature preserve. And, it's great.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Is that something that for people that want to get their kids into the preschool, is that something that they can look up at the website?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's something that, though we have partnered with the Hamilton Community Schools, it is not exclusive to the Hamilton Community Schools. So anyone with a preschooler out there that's looking to get their kid into preschool, we do have we do have openings for this next year. It's not set in stone yet. Just pulling up my date here. We do have an open house coming up here, and I was just going to pull up that.
What's the website?
Outdoordiscovery.org.
Outdoordiscovery.org.
Yes.
All one word, Outdoor Discovery.
That's correct.
And then .org.
Yep, we are a nonprofit organization, so that's why we've got that moniker, the OutdoorDiscovery.org.
Uh-huh. And that when they go to the website, that should be pretty simple to find.
Yep, they could also, if they're truly just interested in the preschool, they could also go to the Hamilton Community Schools website. The school, the preschool's name is Little Hawks Discovery.
Little Hawks Discovery
Preschool. So if they were looking specifically for the preschool, they could go to Little Hawks. At Hamilton's site, there's a link on our site as well, I believe.
Okay, so if they go to the website, would they look under programs or children in nature?
I believe it's under site. It's one of the features of our site.
Okay, there's a tab on when you get there. There's a tab that says sites. When you pass over it with your little hand, your cursor, it says Little Hawks Discovery Preschool. The second one down. You click on that, and then you get the lowdown. There you go. The Little Hawks Discovery Preschool. That's really awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. We love the fact that it's something we've talked about for ages. And seriously, it's been on our agenda for 10 years to try to pull off something like this, and finally came to fruition. We actually used, and you may have been in the building before, we used a building that had been the house for a bunch of taxidermy that we didn't have another place for. Maybe you had been in it.
Yep.
And so the upstairs is like a taxidermy museum, so the kids go on field trips upstairs.
Okay.
And it's where you got the wolf and the bears and the coyotes and tons of deer and elk. And there's just tons of taxidermy upstairs. So they kind of have a cool little museum right above the preschool. They go and take field trips upstairs.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
That's really neat. I think maybe I'll talk to my wife. We'll have another kid so we can send them in. Not.
Let me know how that goes.
That's not happening.
So I was just noticing here, the Tuesday, January 28th, so Tuesday evening, January 28th, from 6 to 8 p.m. is an open house for the preschool.
That's going to be the open house
for the preschool. That's the open house for the preschool. You can also, again, contact Hamilton's Community Schools directly. But if you're interested, you can come to the open house and see what it's all about, January 28th from 6 to 8 p.m.
6 to 8 p.m. Where would they find more information on the web for that?
That's probably still in the making. I would expect that now that the school's being on break, that may not have all the information. I think the best resources will be the Hamilton Community Schools for that one because they'll handle the registrations and things.
Okay, excellent. At 6 to 8 p.m., January 28th, mm-hmm. That's a Tuesday.
Yep.
And that'll be right at the Outdoor Discovery Center?
Yeah, at the preschool, actually. So, yeah, you get in.
In the preschool itself.
Yeah, so it's kind of diagonal across the street from Earl's Meats is the entrance drive.
Okay, so
there's
it's
a sign out at the road.
Off
143rd? 143rd, yeah.
143rd.
Yeah.
So they come in off of there, not off from 58th.
56th,
yeah. Not off of 56th.
That's right, yeah. So it's
most people are accustomed to 56th.
Going on the 56th, which is the continuation of Lincoln. So, yeah,
so you come around to the north side of the property.
Yep.
Go down 143rd to the west a little bit, and then that's the entrance.
Yeah, and there's a sign out at the road that says Discovery Preschool, Little Hawks. So
excellent.
See it.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk more about what's going on at the Outdoor Discovery Center here in just a moment. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Weston Brick Mower, where they service what they sell. All units are ready to use when they leave the store, and Weston Brick submits your warranty information so you don't have to. Stop into the Holland or the Genesis store, check them out on your computer at westonbrookmower.com, or call them at 616-396-5733. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. And Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show, an opportunity for sportsmen and sportswomen from the West Michigan area to network, buy, sell, and trade their hunting, fishing, shooting, and outdoor equipment with other like-minded folks. For the 26th year, over 108 display tables of outdoor merchandise for sale from dealers and private collectors. Amazingly good deals are found every year at the Holland Civic Center from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. on February 15th, 2014. I'm going to be there. I hope to see you. Remember, if we don't support community activities like this one, they may disappear. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. And I'm here with Jamie Krupka from the Outdoor Discovery Center. We're talking about the Outdoor Discovery Center. And if you missed the opening, we were talking about the Little Hawks Preschool, a cooperation between the Outdoor Discovery Center and Hamilton Community Schools. Pretty awesome. If you want to pick up some of that information that we left you the first segment, WHTC.com, go to the podcasts and find the Outdoor Show and listen to today's show. It should be on there. Chris usually has it on there about 3 seconds after we're gone. No, I'm kidding.
Give me four. 4 seconds.
Okay, 4 seconds. Chris does a great job. He gets it on there right away so people that miss it from 7 to 8 can pick it up right away in the 8 to 9 hour. They can start listening to it. And then you can pick up that information about the preschool. But we want to mention the open house for the preschool for people thinking about finding a place for their kids.
Yep.
That'd be January 28th from 6 to 8 p.m.
That's right.
And it's the entrance to the Outdoor Discovery Center off from 143rd.
Yes.
Kind of a kitty corner from Earl's Meats.
That's right.
To get to the coming that drive.
Yeah, there's a big long driveway and parking down the driveway, and that way people can come out and look at the preschool classroom and all the other stuff related to it.
And that's close to the Raptor Center.
It's right next to the Birds of Prey, exactly.
Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Raptor Center.
Same. No, you're good. Yeah.
I always think raptors. I love the Birds of Prey.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome to watch. I got one that's hanging out by my house right now.
Oh, you're big open country there. I bet you got a red tail.
I do.
Yeah.
I was missing one for a while. I didn't have one for a while.
Oh, really?
And didn't, you know, I'd see them periodically.
Yeah.
Now we got one that sticks around. I think it's a big female.
Yeah.
And the other day when the wind was blowing so hard, I took the dog outside, and we're standing there, and he's, you know, doing his thing. And I'm looking out across the field, and I can see a red-tailed hawk floating on the wind, and every so often flapping the wings just to stay stable and just staying in the same spot, not moving.
Yeah, when there's a strong wind, red-tails will do that. It's not quite kiting, or they call it kiting versus hovering.
Okay.
Something like a hummingbird can hover because it can flap in a pattern that allows it to stay stationary, though it's flapping.
Yeah.
But a red-tail will just use the wind. And it's awesome to watch it. I mean, it's just like a kite flying up in the air, the ever so subtly, you know, flap to maintain their balance.
I got a feeling she saw something down in the field.
Waiting
for an opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Well, they got vision 10 times better than you. So, mouse, whatever it was.
Better than me.
It's true.
That's with my glasses on. It's a lot better without them. It's really neat to watch them, though. I've seen red tails take out other birds. I've seen cooper hawks.
Yep.
Take out the...
They're really big bird predators, yeah.
Yeah, it's neat to watch them.
Now, see, this time of the year, you can also be looking for rough-legged hawks, which is a darker, likely darker-looking hawk, a little bit bigger hawk than a red-tail. Okay. And when they fly, they can actually hover. So even if there's not a strong wind, they'll be able to do what you were describing the red-tail was.
Really?
And what you look for is, like, on their... It looks like what you would think of as their elbow. They have, like, big black patches on, like, their elbows. And they're a type of a hawk that's coming down from the tundra and coming into Michigan for the winter months.
Really?
So if you see that red tail again, take a second look. It might be the same resident red tail, but it could be another bird coming in. And especially that behavior of hovering over the field, 50, 60 feet off the ground, just flapping but not moving. It's, you know, staying in one spot. That'd be a rough-legged hawk.
Oh, I'll keep an eye for that.
Yeah.
I had an osprey one time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure enough, you're not far from the river, so absolutely.
And I like to pick out the different birds and look at them. And, you know, I know, big tough hunter, he's bird watching. Yeah, well, it's fun.
It's pretty cool to watch. Have you been seeing any snowy owls lately?
I have not.
They're all over the place around now.
Somebody was telling me that there was one nearby, but I have not seen them.
Just saw one on Friday evening, it was, coming home from work at the West Michigan Regional Airport.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, around that the curve part, not the tunnel end, but the other end of the runway.
Okay.
It was sitting up on the drifts that had been pushed up off the runway, you know, the snow that's been pushed up off the runway. It was just sitting right up there, and unless you knew any better, you would have thought it was just part of the drift of snow.
I remember when we were kids, the bus driver stopped right in the middle of the road. We had back roads. There was nobody else on the road. But she stopped right there because there was a snowy owl sitting in the tree.
Nice.
So all the kids could see the snowy owl.
Oh, that's cool.
That was pretty neat.
There's easily probably 15 of them in the greater Holland area.
Wow.
You can see.
Wow. I'm going to have to keep my eyes out a little bit.
It's a big year for them.
I have to pay closer attention. Is it because of the cold?
It's a longer story than just cold. It actually comes down to their food source. They eat a small mammal called a lemming, primarily up in the Arctic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was likely the case that this year was a really good year for lemmings. And in return, it was also then a very good year for snowy owls.
So
but now that
the production of
And so the owls can have up to 15 young. And they
15?
Base, yeah, I know, it's amazing.
Wow.
And they'll base that upon what the availability of prey. Well, if that's the case, and there's lots of lots of pairs up there with lots of birds, well, as soon as that snow hits and it gets colder up north, mom and dad kick their kids out, and then you get this wave of birds that comes to the south. There was a bird that was spotted in Bermuda. This is completely out of the norm for snowy owl. They're seen down on the Gulf Coast in, like, Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a huge year. It's the greatest eruption, eruption with the eye, of snowy owls that we've seen in probably 30 years.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, and nature tends to take care of itself.
It does. It does, for sure.
You know, we were just talking about it the other day about varmints and how they are overproducing and the way they take care of themselves, like raccoons. When the raccoons get too overpopulated, they start to spread, I think, distemper.
Distemper is one of the things that kind of calls the herd a little bit.
And that can actually spread to other things, so that's there is a necessity for the hunters.
Yeah, absolutely.
In order to help control that, because we introduce us, you know, people into the mix.
We throw off the equation.
it throws everything off.
Yeah.
So we got to follow through with our responsibilities in that manner too.
All sorts of things, from the raccoons and the squirrels to the groundhogs and the deer. There's populations that have been severely affected by people. So, yeah, we need to take a part in that process of conservation for sure.
There were a couple of coyotes in my neighborhood that had the mange.
The mange,
It was nasty. They had no hair.
Uh-huh.
Their tails were, it was just
chupacabra. that's what they look like when there's no hair and they get the mange.
That's the, in Mexico, that's the, like a spirit, or
No, it's like a small mammal.
Right, but I mean it's something people fear, the chupacabra.
All right,
right.
Yeah, because it's I think it translates to bloodsucker or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
You know what we need up here?
What's that?
Squatch. Sasquatch.
Nice.
They're here. What are you talking about?
They've been hurt.
They're here.
I've seen those paranormal shows. They're always watching us, whether we want to believe it or not.
Go squatching.
When I get all bundled up on a cold day with my snowshoes, I might look like Sasquatch while walking through the woods. I'm a big guy, you know? That's why I wear the big snowshoes.
That's right.
Yeah, half of the Sasquatch sightings in the greater Ottawa County area are just Tom Mettendorf walking around.
I like to be outside. Oh, golly. Anyhow, remember January 28th, 6 to 8 p.m., that's for the open house on the preschool.
Yep.
You can pick up information on the Hamilton Community Schools website for signing up and registering.
That's right.
And there's information also at the Outdoor Discovery Center.
.org.
.org.
OutdoorDiscovery.org.
OutdoorDiscovery.org. No center.
That's correct. You can put that in there, but OutdoorDiscovery.org will get you there.
Okay, OutdoorDiscovery.org to pick that up. And we'll continue in just a moment. The Farmers Co-op in Hudsonville has what you need. They've got you covered for all your fall hunting needs and the midwinter hunting needs. Stop into the Farmers Co-op at 3302 Prospect Street in Hudsonville for a complete list of products and services. Check them out online at fcelevator.com. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on the Outdoor Show. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery for all your arrow-knocking, gun-cocking, fish-hooking, flag-waving, stand-up and sing God Bless America hunting and fishing needs. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We're back, ready to answer your questions right here on the Outdoor Show. That's so awesome. I like doing that, Reed. Anyhow, for people that are just joining us, I'm here with Jamie Krupka from the Outdoor Discovery Center on the south side of Holland here, right on 56 and 143rd, between 143rd and 142nd.
That's correct,
right?
Yeah.
And there's, if you didn't catch the beginning, there's a brand new preschool, actual accredited preschool
right.
on the site of the Outdoor Discovery Center. Mm-hmm. It's in cooperation with the Hamilton Community Schools.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in getting your kids or your grandkids signed up for preschool, you can go to the open house on January 28th from 6 to 8 p.m., and that is in the preschool itself.
At the preschool itself, right.
Which is off from, the drive for that is off from 143rd west
right.
of 56.
Right.
And right next to the Birds of Prey.
That's it.
Or
exactly.
as I like to say, the Raptor Center.
The Raptor Center.
I like the Raptor Center. It just sounds better. A Raptor Center.
Yeah, I know. That name's already taken, though.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, University of Minnesota has a place called the Raptor Center.
Oh, do they?
Very reputable
we're not
institution.
In Minnesota.
That's, I know.
It's
they
colder
know.
There anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really cold there.
It's a little chilly.
Anyhow, we were talking about that, and then we talked a little bit about the snowy owl. We talked about the different birds of prey that are out there and watching them and how much I like to bird watch. I watch the birds of prey.
There's a lot of sportsmen that are bird watchers.
They
not
just don't
not by
admit
choice.
It.
Me, exactly. My father-in-law is the same way. He goes out every year. Hasn't probably shot his gun in a couple of years now. But,
you know,
I always hear about the chickadee that comes and lands 2 feet from his head, you know, kind of stuff. So
well, you know, we mentioned the hummingbird, how
mm-hmm.
they hover.
Yeah.
I was turkey hunting with my son one morning, and we were up north, and we were sitting underneath a bush. The whole setup was at an old gravel pit,
mm-hmm.
and we were underneath that bush. Well, a hummingbird came and was buzzing. You know, I say buzzing because it sounded like a big bee.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? Where is that? You know, I couldn't figure out where it was. I'm trying to not move very much. He was humming and buzzing right above my bill of my cap.
Oh.
I tipped my head up, and there he was. I could have reached out and grabbed onto him. He would have moved,
yeah.
of course. But he was sitting right above the bill of my cap. I couldn't see him until I tipped my head up. And he was just sitting there hovering for quite the time, right there looking at me.
Maybe you unknowingly had a spider crawling on you or something like that.
I have absolutely no idea.
That's awesome, though.
It was pretty sweet to see him up that close. I just sat there looking at him. Of course, my son's looking at him, too. And finally, you know, he takes off. I'm like, was that cool? Oh, yeah. Anyhow, at the Outdoor Discovery Center, there was a program yesterday.
Yep, we had a Birds of Prey program yesterday. Sorry you missed it.
Oh, bummer.
But we do have other things coming up. Coming up on Tuesday, we've got a time where we're hiking in the dunes. We're going actually to Shore Acres Park, which this is a partnership program with Laketown Township, where we're offering a guided hike with a naturalist on Tuesday the 31st from 9 to 10:30. We'll go hike into the dunes, just kind of explore. If it's still a bunch of snow, if it hasn't melted off or it's been too icy, I'll bring snowshoes with me.
Okay.
So that's going to be a great time. It's potentially going to be a little chilly as things look like the weather is going to be turning. Chris just informed us, you know, recently here. So.
Well, that's okay. When it gets cold,
we'll
get some more snow and build some fluff on top of that.
Absolutely. It would be a great time.
And
also then we had later on that week on January 3rd, Friday the 3rd, we've got a program called Feeding Time. So if you do want to see animals up close, I mean, that's really what people know the Outdoor Discovery Center for is
uh-huh.
the animals. The Outdoor Discovery Center is the Outdoor Discovery Center, Mackinac Greenway. During the summer months, people a lot of times think of us as the place to go and hike or the place to go kayaking with or
yep.
explore the Greenway with. But in the winter months, a little bit more challenging. There's no kayaking going on in winter. So this program makes it so that they can see the wildlife, again, which is a huge part of what we do, is offer education about wildlife.
Is it because people shouldn't kayak in the winter?
No, not the case. An experienced
okay.
kayaker could have a great time.
Okay.
As long as
I canoe in the winter all the time.
No. It's we've talked about your canoeing skills. And I think I've reprimanded you a couple of times about the things that you should or should not be doing. Nonetheless, a person who's experienced could be kayaking or canoeing. We simply do not offer kayaking experiences
okay.
on the river in wintertime.
My daughter still, she wants to go on the river again. She was quite young, and we went down the river, and she got to break the ice in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
And she just absolutely loved that. I broke one of my wooden paddles.
Oh, smacking the ice, yeah.
And So she wants to do that some more.
Yeah.
But see, the Black River or Macatawa River, the branch up by me, you know, the main stream of it, it fills up enough in the wintertime for canoeing all the time.
Yeah.
So if there's not ice over it, it's kind of nice to be able to go down.
Yeah, and it's when it's deep enough and navigable, it's great.
Yeah, and of course the other day my son said, "I'll go with you if you want to go, Dad." I only had an hour, so I really couldn't get it done. But I was looking at the calendar here I clicked on the programs and then community.
There's
programs.
Also a tab on the left hand side of outdoordiscovery.org. There's a tab on the left side that says calendar. Just under the kind of the home link at the top. So going to the calendar, though, does have all of the things that we have going on from nature school, which is 3, 4, 5 year olds. It's a nature based discovery time. It's not actually an accredited school. It's just 2 hours worth of exploration for little ones. We've got this feeding time program on the January 3rd. But again, all the different things that we offer are listed on that calendar on our website.
Well, you know, the kids are still off from school.
Right, and that's why we did things like that. It's perfect, you know.
So New Year's Eve, there's, last day?
Last day in the dunes.
Last day in the dunes, and then ODC, MG.
We do get to go home at noon on New Year's Eve.
Oh, okay, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we're going to go home. So, yeah, we are closed as of noon on New Year's Eve. We're closed New Year's Day. The buildings are. But people can come out still and hike. New Year's Day is a perfect opportunity to come out and hike. If you have your own snowshoes, have your own skis, you know, explore one of the parks along the Greenway or come to the Outdoor Discovery Center Nature Preserve.
There just won't be any staff
there
to help them out.
Right.
Because they deserve to have New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
I think I'm still going out to feed the birds on the first. But
are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
Find out what time Jamie's going to go catch him, because that's fun. My son still remembers the time that we went back there. I don't know, remember if it was with you or with Travis. I think it was with Travis. We went back there for feeding the bird.
Yeah.
Because we were dropping something off that day.
Yep.
And then the eagle that was there at the time had broken the blood vein.
Oh, yeah.
In his
the blood feathers they're called.
Blood feather in the wing. And there was blood everywhere, but we had to help him.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun because we got to help.
Yeah.
The third is the feeding time. What is the wild things on the fourth?
That's a fun exploration. That's on a Saturday. So for anybody else, you know, that is not off school, actually has a job and is employed during the work week, this is your time on a Saturday to come out and explore. The whole idea is to see, again, more of the wildlife of our building. Our main building, our visitor center building, is called Founders Hall. And that's where you've got a bunch of taxidermy, turtles and snakes and frogs and things like that people can explore inside. It's not a particularly great time of the year to look for reptiles and amphibians and things, but we do have them inside of the building. So that'll be a day.
They're in there, though. I know that my daughter and her little friend, Delaney, they like to always run in there and check that out.
Absolutely.
In the wintertime.
So that's the time for it. That Saturday we'll have a naturalist there that'll be getting out all sorts of wildlife and talking about the types of animals that might live in your own backyard.
Okay. You got salamanders in there?
We do actually have a couple of salamanders, and actually we have a couple of skinks, too, if you've never seen a skink.
What is a skink?
Five-line skink. It's our only lizard that we have that is common in the area.
Really?
We have one species.
Huh.
Five-line skink.
Trying to think if I ever saw a five-line.
They like to live along, you know what, your habitat by your house isn't that bad. They like wooded areas along rivers specifically. A woodland lizard species, they eat a lot of insects, might be up to about 5-6 inches long. The juveniles and the females have a blue tail.
A blue tail?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to have to look a little closer for that because, you know, we spend a lot of time by wooded rivers.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
We just like to do that. Anyhow, we'll talk a little bit more when we come back, and I wanted to ask you some questions about the salamanders.
Sounds great.
So we'll do that when we come back. The Outdoor Show is brought to you by Advantage Marine in Zeeland, with competitive prices and personalized service to meet all your needs. Repair, storage, winterizing, parts, and more. Call Advantage Marine in Zeeland at 616-748-9235, or stop in and see Dave at 8755 Riley Street in Zeeland. That's at the corner of 88th and Riley on the northeast side of Zeeland. Lines are open. Give us a call, 395-1450. We'll be back here shortly on The Outdoor Show. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show, brought to you by Holland's Original Gun and Knife Show, February 15, 2014, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Holland Civic Center. And My Firearms ETS, educating people in the safe and responsible use of firearms since 2001. We're back, ready to talk with you. Give us a call, 395-1450. And I am here with Jamie Krupka. If you missed the show, go to WHTC.com. I think you go to On Air or Media tab. I don't go there that often. Is it the Media tab?
It is Media.
And then you hit Podcast.
Yep, and then over on the right-hand side, there's a bunch of quick links, you can call them, that will just be for each show. So just scroll down to the
Outdoor Show. And away you go.
Yep.
Awesome. So, I kind of emphasizing it this week because there's a lot going on at the Outdoor Discovery Center.
Sure.
I was excited at the opening when we talked about the preschool going on. I wish my kids would have had something like that when they were little. And I'll bet they would, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they start having kids, you know who's coming.
We'll still be there. We'll wait for him.
That's a good thing. If you want to get in on the preschool that's being conducted at the Outdoor Discovery Center in conjunction with Hamilton Community Schools, it's an accredited program, January 28th from 6 to 8 p.m., at the Outdoor Discovery Center at the preschool, which the entrance to that comes off from 143rd, kind of kitty corner from Earl's Meats for the drive.
That's right.
And that's close to the Birds of Prey, which I like to call the Raptor Center, even though they got it in Minnesota.
You can call it that. We'll let you.
But before we left for the break, we were talking about the five-line lizard.
Skink.
Which is a lizard.
Yeah.
And that's basically our only lizard.
We have one other that you may find in various parts over near, like, Saginaw. It's called the six-lined race runner. But five-line skink is considered our most common.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I should have looked that up on the web in between during the break just so I could see if I've seen one before.
I'll look for one here as I'm talking to you. That's easy. I've got one of these fancy phones. You know, it looks like a big calculator. One of my staff always makes fun of me for my fancy calculator. But, yeah, I mean, it's something that you can find. If you're out in the wooded areas, hot days. You got to be out walking along the river on one of those hot days. It's just blazing hot, kind of a hot day. Then you may have the opportunity to see one.
The days when we find our big snapping turtles.
Yeah, absolutely. In like June, July time frame for sure, when they're coming up out of the water to go lay their eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to see them cross the road. We usually make sure we scoot them across the road so people don't run over them.
Yeah.
Because they're traveling to lay eggs. They're fine.
They'll go up to a mile away from wherever they live, the water they live in, to go lay their eggs.
They're looking for a sandy spot.
Yeah, exactly. They're looking for loose soil that they can go and lay their eggs in.
I got a lot of that down on the muck field.
Yeah.
Loose soil. Anyway, the five-line skink is the lizard, and then there's the other one, the six-lined
race runner.
Six-lined race runner.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was talking about salamanders to begin with.
Right. Because a lot of people make the mistake of thinking they're lizards.
They're not a lizard.
Yeah, they're actually an amphibian, so they're like a frog or a toad.
Okay. Because I know the kids love hunting for salamanders.
Mm-hmm.
When they go hunting for salamanders, they're kind of curious. You know, as kids, we'd always put a bunch of salamanders in a bucket, and then later we'd let them go.
Right.
Is it bad to take them too far from where we find them?
First off, I should say that finding them is great, and that's good. We want people to go out there and turn over logs and find them, but it's illegal to take them home unless you have a permit that allows you to take them.
Okay,
We always do recommend people, if they do find them like that, to put them back where they found them.
Okay.
Just because habitat is important for them. And if you say, well, I got them from a woodlot over 2 miles down the road, and then you bring them to your own backyard, you might look at that habitat and think, oh, it's just the same. But to a salamander, it may not be.
Right.
So it's always best to just return them to where you found them.
Yeah. I'm talking like we're camping up
mm-hmm.
in the woods.
Sure.
And we have the trailer up there or something, and, you know, that's kind of like a base camp.
Yeah.
And then we go out tromping through the trees in the woods along the creeks and the rivers, and then the kids will put them in a bucket
mm-hmm.
and they go to the camper.
Yep.
They're not going miles away.
Sure, sure.
But then when they let them go, will they return to those locations?
Something like the most common one we have is called the red-back salamander. That might only be about as thick as a pencil and maybe 4 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be hard-pressed to get, you know, a mile away from wherever they started out. So it depends on really how far you move them.
So if they're a couple hundred yards away,
they should be fine.
They might make it back.
They should be fine. Think about it. If you're that small animal and your whole life exists in 20 square feet, you know?
That's true.
You know, that you don't really ever venture out beyond that because you don't need to.
Well, they make movies about ants and things like that. Maybe they should do a salamander.
I think it would be great. I'd go to it.
The kids would love it.
Yeah.
I'd love it. I like those movies like that are, you know, they give you a perspective of wildlife in a sense.
Yeah.
Know, they're meant to be funny.
Meant to be for kids, but yeah.
But it kind of gives you, wow, the world's pretty big.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're just a little teeny and you don't have a car to drive around in.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and something like those redback salamanders, they're potentially really abundant. If you go into a woodlot, speaking of like an individual animals, the most abundant vertebrate animal in any woodlot is very likely to be the redback salamander.
Really?
Well, if you consider every log you roll over, you find two or three. In a whole big 10-acre woods, you could find thousands of these little salamanders, and they're
spending all your time turning over the logs.
Right, vertebrate animals, you know, things with the backbone, right?
Yep.
Consider a deer. You might have one herd of deer in a 10-acre woods.
Right.
You might have, you know, 100 birds in a 1-acre woods or 10-acre woods, but you might literally have 1,000 redback salamanders in that same 10-acre woods.
That's quite a herd.
It is. It is. It's pretty awesome.
A herd of salamanders.
Yeah.
No, if people want to look for salamanders, because I know a lot of people have never seen one.
Mm-hmm.
They've never. Well, you have to turn over the logs.
That's it. Under logs, under rocks. They like, because they are an animal that doesn't have a lot of defense mechanisms, they do like to have that moist earth that they can be in. It doesn't have to be muddy. Doesn't have to be any particular thing outside of having some moisture, because they will absorb moisture through their skin. So if any places that you can think of underneath leaf litter, even in the woods, it doesn't have to be under a log. You might just lift up, you know, clumps of leaves that have been on the ground, and you'll find them in there too.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. They're just there.
Mm-hmm.
You take that clump and pick it up, and there they are.
Sure enough, they're right there.
If you watch closely, you can actually see movement sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to sit and be very patient.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and they're fun to find too. If you find a female, the females will guard their eggs. Your eggs are kind of a creamy color and maybe smaller than, say, even a BB. But they're about half as big as, say, a BB. And they'll have a little cluster of eggs that they will guard. And if you ever turn over that log and you find that female guarding her eggs, that'd be the instance where we'd say, that's great you found it, but leave it alone, because she's like protecting her eggs from things like ants, which would come in and eat her young or eat those eggs.
Well, we better have you back in the spring again, and we can talk more about hunting for things when the snow melts.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because we like to go out and find antler sheds and other things when the snow melts. And there's a lot of other interesting items out there versus just the antler sheds.
For sure.
That are out in the woods. So we'll have you back again, and we'll talk about that in the spring.
Be happy to do it.
Excellent. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the Outdoor Discovery Center before we go?
No, people are certainly welcome to come out and visit. It is free and open to the public. Please, if you're interested, give us a call at 616-393-9453.
393-WILD.
393-WILD, you got it.
That's how I remember it.
But it's free and open to the public. We'd love to have people come visit.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming today. Thank you very much for participating in this week's show. We will talk to you again next week right here on The Outdoor Show.
Thanks for joining us this morning for the WHTC Outdoor Show with your host, Tom Medendorf, the outdoor show for the whole family. Today's show has been brought to you by Powderhorn Guns and Archery. If you missed today's show or you'd like to hear it again, go online for the podcast at WHTC.com and join us next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. for the WHTC Outdoor Show on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.